Let's settle our posture first. So if you can, the two hands in the lap, right palm on top of left. So that means that left wisdom supports compassion on the right side. And then the two thumbs together, that's the two truths. And then it's just below forefinger widths below the navel, otherwise known as just in your lap. And not too tight and not too loose. So just like how you, when you're stringing a violin or a guitar, not too tight or it snaps, and not too loose or we don't get any result either. So just middle way. Shoulders, elbows a little out from the torso. Pull the shoulders back just a little bit so the whole chest and heart area opens. That fine thread of light running from the base of your spine up through your body, out the crown of your head. Feel that you're being gently pulled upwards. Head just slightly tilted forward, chin tucked in, tongue on the upper palate behind the top teeth, and eyes relaxed. Couple of deep breaths. And again. Anchoring your attention onto the breath. Just becoming aware of the weather system in your mind at the moment. Just noting it like a weather reporter without judging it as good or bad. Just noting what your internal environment's like at the moment. And noting that we're not reducible to any one thought or feeling. It's all just temporary arising and subsiding. All in the spaciousness of your mind. Just like the sound of the birds or the sound of the traffic arises because there is space. So too, all of our experiences arise within that Dharmakaya nature of our mind. So focusing on that Dharmakaya nature, the spaciousness. And then adjusting our motivation, refreshing our motivation. Remembering we're here for ourselves and for all sentient beings, really to fulfill the purpose of this life. We all have people who we are karmically connected with or responsible for. So bring them to mind. Think we're doing this for them. And then for everybody else in the same boat, whether we know them or not. For all the humans on the planet. All the living beings, seen and unseen. And indeed, for the planet itself, not just the contents, but the container. And then recalling the very best way for us to be able to help sentient beings is by developing refuge within our mind. and ultimately becoming a refuge for all sentient beings. So to do this, we bring to mind Shakyamuni Buddha in the space in front, seated on a large throne on a very large, pure, pristine lotus. And on smaller thrones around him, four other thrones, the one in front, your root guru, both your guru and Shakyamuni Buddha looking towards you. And on the other thrones, the lineage of Manjushri, of Maitreya, and of Vajradhara. And they're all looking towards the Buddha, just like we are. And then close around your root guru, all the gurus of this life who you've taken teachings from. So if they've passed away already, they're seated on lotus flowers. And if they're still alive, they're seated on thrones. And they too are all looking towards your root guru and the Buddha. Then also surrounding these, the 1,000 Buddhas of this eon, the 35 Buddhas, the 8 medicine Buddhas. And everyone has tables in front of them with Dharma texts that are the manifestations of the realizations along the path to enlightenment. Surrounding these, the 8 great Bodhisattvas. The solitary realizers and hearers, the Dakas and Dakinis in dancing posture, and the Dharma protectors, protecting from every conceivable obscuration and hindrance. Below these, the guardians of the four directions, the custodians of this land. So, from your heart, then really seeking refuge, a Mahayana refuge. We recite the prayers together.
Sangye Dagi chin so ge fe so na em gi tro la pen che sang ge tro pa shi ko sang ge che ra so ge cho na la chan chu pa du da ni kyap su chi Dagi chin so ge fe so na em gi tro la pen che sang ge tro pa shi. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
The Four Immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the bias of attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And thinking that we take a personal responsibility to bring this about and make a commitment to the sentient beings. To do so, to help them. The seven limb prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of psychic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own and others' merits to the great enlightenment. and offering a mandala.
Hồi xa chia bỏ kia, chúa xin mẹ tôi trong phước linh chiêm. Nhi tế kèm phái tìm, sáng kia xin tôi. Mi thế hồn ngoài khiến cho phúc không nan đời sẽ lại cho bài số y đăng guru randa mandala kamniya tayami.
I think your mandala is very joyously accepted. And our meditation for the refuge, we're going through the four common mantras. So the karmic cause and effect, the karma gardening. So again, taking a deep breath and allowing your body to settle into a comfortable position, like a seed finding its place in fertile soil. As you exhale, let go of any tension or distractions, creating a space for growth and understanding. And setting an altruistic intention to cultivate wisdom about karma and its role in your spiritual journey towards refuge. So imagine yourself as a gardener, carefully selecting seeds to plant in the vast field of your life. And these seeds represent your actions and thoughts and intentions. And each one has the potential to grow into your future experiences. And every seed that you plant, whether virtuous or non-virtuous, will inevitably sprout and bear fruit in your life. So, as a gardener, have we educated ourselves about the nature of these seeds? How they function, how we can recognize them, what kind of fruit they give. Or do we just plant the ones that look bright, regardless of whether they bring strongly sweet fruit or strong chili or bitter. It's like planting apple seeds but expecting oranges. Our experience always corresponds to the nature of our actions. So, how might deeply understanding this law of cause and effect influence the choices you make in daily life? So, recognizing the power of karma, cause and effect, internal cause and effect, encourages us to be more mindful of our thoughts and words and actions. It's like a gardener becoming acutely aware that every seed planted will contribute to the overall harvest. Can you recall a time when a past action, like a long forgotten seed, unexpectedly bore fruit in your life? So this experience illustrates the far-reaching effects of our actions and emphasizing the importance of cultivating positive karma. It's like discovering that a beautiful flower blooming in your garden came from a seed you planted years ago and had forgotten. And as you're gardening, how might infusing your virtuous actions with wisdom and bodhicitta change the fruits of your karmic seeds? And so, with this full understanding of karmic cause and effect, it gives us a strong confidence that our refuge practice will bear fruit, regardless of how we feel, what mood we're in, our fluctuating energy levels. Through the power of interdependence, it can bear fruit. And by doing this retreat, we are putting in place all the optimum conditions for these seeds to ripen and for the refuge to come to fruition. So, with this kind of confidence of our understanding and our reasoning and logic underpinning our practice, we can do the refuge recitation. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, the Supreme Assembly. By my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. The two-line refuge. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. And the one-line refuge. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. Or if you would prefer in the Tibetan, which rolls off the tongue so nicely. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, sangye la kyapsu chiwo, che la kyapsu chiwo, kendun la kyapsu chiwo, lama la kyapsu chiwo, sangye la kyapsu chiwo, che la kyapsu chiwo, kendun la kyapsu chiwo, lama la kyapsu chiwo, sangye la kyapsu chiwo, che la kyapsu chiwo, kendun la kyapsu chiwo. So in this first part of the recitation, then as the light comes streaming from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha and the refuge field, feel that all of the resistance to fully understanding karmic cause and effect is completely washed away, dissolved. Also feel all the fear is dissolved, the doubts and the anxieties, any guilt or blame or being judgmental, also a misunderstanding of karma, is completely washed away. And as the light floods through you, your mind becomes very light and clear, greatly enjoying the clarity of this direct experience of interdependence, inner cause and effect. And recognizing how Fortunate we are to have met the Buddha Dharma and to be able to go for refuge to the three rare sublime ones. The unique path explaining karmic cause and effect. With no other tradition explaining it quite like this with such clarity and giving us such agency to be able to take control of our own destiny. And as the light continues to stream from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's heart and the refuge field, feel that you do come completely under the protection of the refuge field. That your life and merits increase, your life becomes stable and strong. You're blessed with the enlightened inspiration to continue tending all of your qualities, planting seeds of virtue, bringing the bodhicitta intention to every action of body, speech, and mind, and your whole system becomes alive with this purpose. You feel that the entire refuge field are absolutely delighted in you of having turned your mind towards the Dharma, the Lam Rim, understanding the Buddha's teachings as a mind science. They're everyone very affectionately looking at you, so pleased of you placing your mind in this direction. Lamala kyapsu chiwa, sangila kyapsu chiwa, chola kyapsu chiwa, gendun la kyapsu chiwa, lamala kyapsu chiwa, sangila kyapsu chiwa, chola kyapsu chiwa, gendun la kyapsu chiwa, lamala kyapsu chiwa, sangila kyapsu chiwa, chola kyapsu chiwa, gendun la kyapsu chiwa. And then very gradually the entire refuge field begins to melt into light from the outermost inwards. Gradually one guru into the next, all the gurus absorbing into your root guru. All the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas also dissolving into light, and this light absorbing into the heart of your guru. And then your guru gradually becoming smaller and brighter and absorbing into the heart of Shakyamuni Buddha, keeping his form. And Shakyamuni Buddha growing smaller and brighter, gently coming across space to hover just above the crown of your head. And then dissolve into light, and this light melts down through your crown and comes to rest at the level of your heart, at your heart center. And your ordinary sense of self and who you are dissolves in that radiance, and you become one with Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's Dharmakaya mind. No separation. One with the Buddha. The object to be meditated on, Shakyamuni Buddha, you, the meditator, and the act of meditating, all in one taste of emptiness. Meditating on the emptiness of the I. And that in this experience of emptiness, there is no striving for Nongdrong. There is no you here and the Buddha there. There is no attainment of refuge. There is no I attaining refuge. And experience this as transcendental wisdom and bliss. And then a deep stirring in your heart through the power of bodhicitta You arise into a form to continue helping sentient beings. And then we can dedicate the merits of this session. So we can do this one in English.
Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state.
Bodhicitta verses.
May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. May the precious view of emptiness, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. May the precious realization of the two stages, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore.
Long life prayer for His Holiness in English. The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world. To the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. For the swift return of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, in holding and spreading the Muni's precious and complete teachings through explanation and practice, you wore the armor of patience that is never discouraged. Incomparable, venerable Guru, to you I make this request. And the long life for all of our Gurus. May my venerable Lama's life be firm, his white divine action spread in the 10 directions. May the torch of the teachings of Losong always remain, dispelling the darkness of all beings in the three realms.